الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. With regard to the tongue, we discussed, Allah give us tawfiq to save ourselves. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has quoted that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu should keep a stone in his mouth. So then you can't speak. When you got something in your mouth, you can't speak. So it's a very easy remedy for those people who want to make amal. And for those who don't want to, then the dress is not for them also. But those who want to make amal and want to control their speaking, it's written of Buzurgani Deen, they should record everything they speak in the day. At night they should go through it, that what was necessary, what was unnecessary, what was right, what was not right. By the amount we speak, we won't be able to record it also. That is, they spoke so little that they could record it. And then they should go through it at night. So in any case, a person should at night, if he wants to control his tongue, this is also one great solution, make this muraqabah, what I spoke today, what was necessary, unnecessary. If we start, no matter how much we are speaking, this will bring it under control. And our speech will become less. To silence is gold. To keep quiet is a very, very valuable thing. A couple who are having always fights, and husband physically abusing her also. So she went to a Maulana for a taweez. So she explained the situation. Maulana was a wise person. He understood the root cause. So he gave her a taweez and he told her, every day before your husband comes home, you must put it in your mouth, this taweez. If it comes out, it won't have effect. So she put it. Now when the taweez was in her mouth, she couldn't speak. So when she didn't speak, he has understood the problem was whenever the husband comes in the house, she starts talking, shouting. You didn't buy this. This you bought is not right. You don't consider. You don't know what to do. You're useless. You don't know how to buy, what to buy. Everything. He gets cross. Then verbal argument. Then that leads to hitting. And he starts hitting her. Now when she had the taweez, she couldn't speak. So 1-2 weeks went peace in the house. So she baked a big cake and took it from Anana. You solved our problem. What a taweez, what a powerful taweez you gave. So he said, give that taweez here. He opened it, empty paper. He said, it's just that you don't speak. So the speaking, that it causes so much of problem also. If a person learns to control his speech, lot of things will be sorted out. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. With regard to keeping our rozas properly, not just staying hungry, and not just passing Ramadan and thinking we kept rozas, when in actual fact, we just stayed hungry. As it comes clearly in the hadith, many people get nothing of their rozas, but just staying hungry. Many people get nothing of the ibadat of night, but just the tiredness. They didn't do it. So we also must be concerned whether even our deen, our Islam, it mustn't be we thinking we got iman. And at the time of maut, وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, what is in the heart will come out. And that can be checked on many, many fronts, how much of iman have we got. For example, how much do we take Allah's name? And how much do we trust other things? How much when any problem comes, our mind first goes, your medical problem, medicine, doctor. And whose mind goes first to Allah Ta'ala? Anything. Once we were coming from Johannesburg, and then there was some deviation on the road, some problems. So the phone call came, the message came. So there was a friend, a very good friend of ours, and very much also in deen. So immediately he phoned other people and found out which alternate routes we should take. So then I asked him, did you make one dua, turn your heart to Allah, that Ya Allah, you protect us, you guide us to the right. At such times, a person can check his iman. At such times, on our tongue, it comes, lucky this happened. What can lucky do for us? Allah is the one who does. We all, our iman is very, very weak. We are sitting happily that we have got strong iman. But really, when the crunch comes, then a person can realize, and that person who wants to improve himself, he will understand. Otherwise, it means nothing. How much news we get of this accident, Allah protect us all, this person in hospital, anything, all bad news. Who of us make any dua? We're just a news item. At least two duas we should make. One is when any difficulty on anyone, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And the details are so great. These few words of the Quran Sharif, four or five words, but their meaning never can get exhausted. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, many of us who think we are in deen, we read this. But he says that's not the end of it. In the hadith it comes that you must read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina. Oh Allah, all of us, they are part of us, those people who are difficult. Give, reward us in this difficulty. Let us make sabr. Let us approach it correctly. Let us understand that it is from you. Kullu min indillah. Everything. Lay yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana. Huwa maulana. Allah fixed it and He is our friend. And He's only written good for us, though we can't see the good. We are looking at it as harmful. وَخْلُفْ لَنَا خَيْرًا مِنَا. And give us a better alternative to this. So we ask that person, whoever they met an accident, whatever else, that, oh Allah, give us a better alternative of it. So we should read that dua. And for our own sake, at least, if we don't want to make dua for them also, then at least for ourselves, Alhamdulillah, الذي عافاني مما ابتلاهم به وفضلنا على كثير ممن خلق تبديلا. A person who reads this dua, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will save you for your life from that difficulty which reached them. So we should read at least to protect ourselves, but hardly anyone reads. We don't think of it also. So, and the duas of the various occasions, we are very neglectful of that also. That also we should learn and make dua. And the dua and the simple words, phrases which are, we have been taught, like insha'Allah, that's also not on our tongues. Masha'Allah, Bismillah. Even when we're eating, Bismillah is not on our tongue. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that Bismillah has got 19 alphabets in it. And there are 19 malaika who are in control of Jahannam. A person who reads it 19 times a day, he will be saved from Jahannam. But if we really see, we don't read it. A person can read one time, 19 times Bismillah also. But read it every time. Unfortunately, it's not. Even eating time, good people. Great people. Even having medication, we have got trust that the medicine will give us shifa. No Bismillah also. No thought that this is only a sabab. And the real power behind everything is only Allah. Medicine can't do anything also. So Allah, give us tawfiq, inshallah. So the third thing ulama write with regard to that we should keep roza also is the ear. And the ear also, what we hear from the ear, E-A-R. And what we hear, H-E-A-R. So what we hear is the thing. And from the ear, we should also see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Everyone's ears, nobody can see his own ears. But I can see everyone's all got two ears. Alhamdulillah, nobody has got a defect, only one ear. Or one ear is just a little small or something. We've got proper two ears. All of you can see my ears. But the ear, as it's standing, if we turn our head on the side, if we can completely, you'll see exactly it is a funnel. It is made like a funnel. Like if you want to pour something in a bottle with a narrow neck, then if you're going to pour just like that, you're going to mess a lot. So you use a funnel with a narrow pipe at the bottom and a broad mouth on top. Now it's easy to pour and it all goes. The ear Allah has made like that, exactly like a funnel. And it is made such a way that though it is on the side, it's not a funnel like that, but 360 degrees all round, whatever sounds are coming, it's falling in the ear. It's coming in the ear, from the top with a big mouth, and then the narrow, for the ear, the inside of the ear, that is like that narrow piece of the funnel, and then it goes in. And then, of course, if we study all the biology, anatomy of it, it is fantastic. It is mind-boggling how it works, how all those little small bones are, how they decipher everything. And it's not the ear that really hears, but it is transmitted to the brain, and the brain now, like we can remember before, with the telegram system, the telegraph system, they should just type some words, and the typing should turn it into words, and it becomes words on the other side. When there wasn't all this phone and all this modern technology, just with the telegram, they should just press the alphabets, and on that side, the sound then turned it into words. So like that, it is turned, and then the brain makes out the meaning. And also, like I'm talking now, I'm talking continuous. To formulate the words, you have to think. And if you want to write an article, usually your pen, you stop for a while. Where must I start? What must I write? And then you start writing. And in between, you write fast. Maybe you stop in between. Now what must I write? I must check up this, etc. But when you're speaking like this, all the time you are speaking. So the brain, it is fantastic. Allah's Qudrat, we should understand. The Qudrat, the greatest proof of the existence of the fantastic Qudrat, unlimited Qudrat of Allah, is you yourself, O insan. And how many human beings in the world, how much talking is taking place? For just to be talking, for all the one alphabet to formulate it. For example, just the letter P in English. If we know all the technical terms as far as linguistics are concerned, how it is explained, everything, it takes about 2 full-scale pages, 2 A4 papers to explain how the letter P is pronounced. And a little 2-year-old boy, girl, child, blabbering all the time. They didn't learn any linguistics. They didn't learn anywhere how. They didn't learn to pronounce the letter P also. It is just Allah has made it. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a waj'ala lakum as-sam'a wal absara wal af'ida la'allakum tashkurun. And these are the great instruments of learning. As-sam'a wal absara wal af'ida, the heart, the ears, the eyes, the heart. These are the great instruments of learning so that you can make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, all this we are to speak, and all are hearing. One person is speaking, how many people are hearing? Over the live streaming, how many other people are hearing? All are hearing. And all that is going in the ears, and then the ear is working it out, sending a message. The brain is making the meaning. Now so quick to make so many, to decipher it and to get those meanings, it's only Allah. If we don't, a person still doesn't see Allah, he can't be more blind than that. He has to be extremely blind not to see Allah, the Qudrat, the kindness, the mercy, and these great, great things. Allah gave it free of charge to every child. A person who's born in the Sahara Desert, in the Congo Basin, in the Himalayas, anywhere in the world, Allah has given that child also. Your parents don't have to be some rocket scientist, then the children could have this. No, Allah has given it to everyone. In the whole world, Allah has given it. So the ear, everything, we are hearing all the time. And we should hear also, of course, for the pleasure of Allah and what pleases Allah Ta'ala. So this ear, we should understand the great Qudrat. Then, all what we are hearing all the time, it's registering. Our iman is made what we are seeing and what we are hearing. We must see the right things and see it in the right way. see things with the eyes of Iman. And Turkish poet says very beautifully that don't look at Islam with the eyes of the world, worldly things, and then we want to find the proofs of it in Islam. Look at the world with the eyes of Islam. Have Islam in us. Now with COVID that came, those people who looked at our deen from the eyes of the world, the scientists, and they were saying we must have protocols, masks, social distancing. They looked at it from dunya's point and they started taking out warped proofs from the Quran Sharif. But those who looked at it from the Quran Sharif and said what Quran and Hadith, what our deen teaches us, and found that we make Islam our benchmark. And we work around what the people of the world say. If they've got authority and power over us, how we can wriggle our ways out. How we can find ways out from there. Not that we use their arguments to and try and get the proof from Islam. No, Islam is our actual deen, and we stick to that. And we find fault in there. We find ways to come out with them. So with regard to what we are hearing all the time, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that al-ghina ruqiyatu zina, that music is the stepping stone to zina, to adultery. Shaitan, this is one of his, where many things he has got as his basic tools to ensnare people, to get people into his web, into his net. He uses many things to get people into his net. One is woman. An-nisa'u hibalatu shayateen. And women are the traps Shaitan uses to trap big, big people. It can be anyone. Shaitan will use women. And a woman's voice also. We must be very, very careful interacting with women, ghair maharim. And then our the voice of woman also, even if you speak on the phone, etc., it can work havoc on a person. Just how that woman, what she speaks, and if the thoughts of a person can go completely in a different direction. And like that, one of the things is also photography. When we had our series of talks on photography from Sri Lanka, some people wrote, and they were very, very appreciative. Like many other people, they were very appreciative. And they requested that a talk like that, a series of talks on music must also be given. Because like photography, like many people had understood, that we never ever thought looking at photos is haram also. Perhaps at most we thought taking photos is haram. But looking at photos is also haram. Of any photo, animate object, your own child, the picture of your child, to look at it is also haram. And worse is, like I've explained many times, when we went to Indonesia, many places they requested when we visited them at their business or at their home, that make read two rakats of namaz. That is a wonderful thing again. That it is a sunnah. The Sahaba used to request Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make two rakats of namaz in their house. Lot of barakat in there, lot of goodness. But where they should take us to make namaz, everywhere it was, where the musalla was directly on top of it, there was a picture of one, two, three frames of their mashayikh. So you will make sajda just where the pictures are in front. And this is how Shaitan got people into idol worship, not with the naked woman of the street, not of filthy and women who sell themselves, but he got people into idol worship with the pictures of the pious people. And then he got them into idol worship. And it's impossible to think, if you look over it historically, that a person who was a pakka, a solid muwahid, only living, believing in Allah, down the line, his progeny, they became proper mushriks, 100% mushriks. The Quran Sharif says that when Shaitan got them to all this idol of wood and suwa and Yaghuth, Ya'uq, Nasr, these were very, very great people. But when Nuh alayhi salam came and he had to take it out, he was charged by this duty that all this idol worship, remove it. The people said, don't listen to Noah, that you don't ever give up this idol worship. who were the children of 100% Muwahhid, Tawheed, 100%. Those very people said, don't ever listen to this Muwahhid. And don't ever give up your idol worship and your shirk. So shaitan gets people like that. The same thing with music also. And it comes in the hadith that the music is the stepping stone. Al-ghina ruqiyatu zina. A person gets involved in zina. The way it plays havoc on the mood of a person, his thoughts, etc. So a person must be very careful. It comes in the hadith sharif that in the desert it rains seldom. Desert land, no rains there. But when it rains, there is a plant that grows up to 4 meters overnight. It's by the rain, that plant doesn't just start growing 4 meters. To get an idea, our normal houses, the roof is at about 2.5 meters, the ceiling. That is 2.5. Another, add another 1.5, your own height, average height of a person, about 1.5 meters. Add that on. That plant grows so much overnight. And it comes in the hadith sharif that music causes hypocrisy, nifaq, in the heart of a person more than that also. That 4 meters, how it grows, more than that, little bit of music. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, he should explain everything in his beautiful way. Hazrat used to say, when you listen to little music every time, you just got a musical tone of your ringtone on your phone. And every time it just rings, hardly it rings, you answer, but you heard that little bit also. Sometimes you are busy, it takes a few seconds before you answer. You are hearing all the time. So Hazrat should say, like a fly when you are eating, and a fly comes and it takes a little food and it goes away. Soon it will take so much food that it can open a hotel. So much it took. And if you are not careful and you don't let the fly fly away, it will take so much that it will go and open a motel also. Not only a hotel, but a motel it will open. So all this music, this little bit that you are listening, and sadly, we go to a supermarket, and even if afterwards somebody has to ask us, was there music? You'll say, no, there was no music. Our senses are gone so deep, we don't even realize that music was playing. It's like a normal thing, we don't realize. You are at the airport, you are on the plane. Music, sometimes it's playing, but we don't even feel anything. If you are sitting in the aeroplane, and if, as they announce many times, there is a shortage of oxygen, then the mask will come down automatically. If there is a shortage of oxygen, everyone will feel it immediately. Allah has made it such, we are sitting, how many of us? And enough oxygen Allah has put, everyone. And every second we are breathing in oxygen and free of charge. Water, the municipality still charges us for water. And the charges are going up and up all the time. But this oxygen, free of charge. But the little shortage, if there have to be, sometimes with the COVID, how many people felt they couldn't breathe properly, then they needed to take oxygen, etc. So the minute you feel, and anyone, people who live on the coast, where it is much lower, and inland, usually the land is much more higher. They find difficulty when they come up here, because they have much more oxygen here, yeah, they have less. And many people have a problem when they go to the interior of the country who are living on the coast. So we feel that. But when we're hearing music, why don't we feel? When we see photos on the billboards, we see how many Allah forgive us. If we have got albums on our phone, many that, what you call it, screen, which is always on the phone, what you just say, the wallpaper. Yeah, have got a picture, your grandchild or somebody else, all that. How many good people, Muslim people, 5 times namazis, in their offices they've got a picture of the grandchild. They love the child, no problem, you love the child, but not to the extent that it takes you into haram. هذا الشيخ الحديث مع زكريا ساب رحمة الله عليه says when nights like Laylatul Bara'a, the 15th night of Shaban, Laylatul Qadr, these great and Allah's malaika throng and come down in the world. But those homes are deprived in which there is a photo displayed. Hazrat right there, one person may be in the house, he has displayed a photo in his room. The little daughter or the little son, or today you got a teddy bear, or you got some other things. Allah reward our Shaykh, rahmatullah Ali. Once he was invited by some people here in South Africa, and when he went there, they had a little water feature with a little pond and like a waterfalls and that. And they had little ducks put there. The murad, the pictures of ducks, the forms of ducks. So Hazrat said, I won't enter, forget having breakfast if you don't remove all this. Until they did not remove it, Hazrat said, I won't enter yet. He went to a shop also, and there also he said, all these photos of the adverts and that, if you don't remove this, I won't come in the shop. And that was the shop of the person who paid for Hazrat's ticket to come to South Africa. All the Hazrat said, I won't come there, forget barakat in your shop. So Allah rewards such people. But they are becoming less and less. And today we who are regarded as ulama and good people, we find fault in their actions. Instead of appreciating, we find fault. Forget the public. We find fault in their actions. So anyway, so all this music which also has become so common, we don't even realize that music is playing. And how many of our good friends, learned people, pious people, we are sitting, we are traveling together, we are sitting together, the phone rings a musical tone. Now the person feels at least guilty there. His imani conscience, all the time he's hearing, there his imani conscience doesn't work. Now when he's sitting in that company, now he says, hey, these children, they get the phone and they change the what the children got to do to put a musical tone on your phone, on dada's phone, on daddy's phone, on nana's phone? What the children going to take their phone and then put some musical tone for the ringtone? We do it. We're listening to it. It means nothing. And the other opposite is also so terrible. Others again become so pious. We put Surah Fatiha. One friend of ours, Surah Fatiha. Outwardly it looks good. But now your phone rings in the toilet. And now Surah Fatiha is playing there. Or you got some nasheed, name of Allah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You enjoy listening to it, no problem. But now it rings when you're in the toilet, when you are in a compromising position at home, you are in your bed with your wife, and now the phone rings with the name of Allah, and you are in your other condition. So it's very important that we correct these things in our lives. One ustad of ours, he had gone to Medina Sharif many years ago, and it was either Asr or Zohar Namaz. Most probably it was Asr Namaz. And there a person, all are eager to be in the first saf. So he was right close to the Imam. And he had his phone, but also, unfortunately, as a ringtone, a musical tone. And the mics of the Imams in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, 4 or 5 mics they've got. And how powerful they are. And mashallah, they work very well. The sound, they transmit very well. And where the sound goes out of the haram also. And when namaz was, silent namaz, strictly, asr namaz, no sound. And his phone rang in a musical tone. Forget the imams because he's reading softly. But this musical tone, the mic caught it. And the mic's work is to amplify, to make it loud and very loud. From there, music was playing in the whole of Masjid an-Nabawi. Right by Rozai Mubarak. Outside the Haram, music is playing in the month of Ramadan. People who were conscious, cheekhe nikal gayi. They screamed, what's happening? Medina Sharif, Rozai Mubarak, Haram of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and music is playing from the Imam's mic. This is how they have put, we are dead, and the enemy is working, and they're planning right from the heart of Islam, right where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is, and music is playing, and in the month of Ramadan. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, I came in the world to break all musical instruments. to destroy, remove music and break musical instruments. And today we are sleeping. On the other hand, there were some top businessmen. Actually, he passed away. Allah grant him Jannah. He said they were in a meeting, business meeting, where the non-Muslims, Jews, etc., all were sitting. And next to him, a Jew was sitting also. And a certain point came up for discussion in the meeting. And the one Jew said to the other Jew, this is not in our 100-year plan, this is in our 200-year plan. So we don't have to focus on this now. Whatever their strategy, and in a business. But the Jews have got their agenda, their Zionist agenda, even in their business, everywhere they got it. We, when it's a business, we are Muslim people, we forget our namazes. We forget our dressing. We're going for a business meeting with non-Muslims. We unfortunately dress like them also. But they keep their system. And the Jews and Christians, many places, they are so firm on their deen. But Muslims just easily, we just barter our deen. We compromise it so easily. So their plan is a 100-year plan, 200-year plan. And we are fast asleep. And they are using us right in the Masjid and Nabawi for this music to be playing. And it causes havoc in a person. We might just think it's a small thing, you just heard some music, but it changes your whole way of thinking. Like photography, you might think, I'm just looking at a picture, at a photo, but it will make you a mushrik. Where you are 100% eligible for Jannah, now you're 100%, you're going headlong to Jahannam. And forever you're going to Jahannam. And where is the source of it? Just that little one picture. Somebody told Shaitan that all this havoc you are causing in the world, killing, fighting, wars, etc. So Shaitan said, I don't do all that. And in fact, it's in tonight's door, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَعَدُكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. That when all matters will be settled on Qiyamah's day, people will be on their way to Jahannam now. Shaitan will be standing on their way. And he'll say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدُكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Allah made true وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I also made promises, but all my promises, not only shallow, false completely. And I went against all my promises. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. And I had no power over you. Don't blame me today. I only told you that do this, look there, say this, and you did it, you obliged. It's your own doing. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسُكُمْ مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. I can't help you, you can't help. You can scream and ask me for help, I can scream and ask you, nothing. I can't help you, you can't help. On the way to Jahannam, and this is what you are being told. Yeah, he brought you VIP treatment. All music playing, young girls there, who dress, undressed, and all entertaining you. And there he'll be taking you to Jahannam in this way. So Allah to make us to understand. And these talks are for those people who are concerned about their akhirat. Not about those people who just are mad in love with their dunya. With the false temporary and totally false things of this dunya, and we have fallen prey and give all preference only to the very, very superficial, very, very flimsy, nothing this dunya has got to have. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. All this dunya is nothing but mata, a thing you take benefit from for a little while. Like we have that dirty rag when we are washing, cleaning. Then you just wipe off something like that. And it isn't only a mata, it is mata'ul ghurur. Al-ghurur, istighraq. That all types of deception. It is only a little while for all types of deception. In that little while we get deceived. So this music is also a thing. And today how sad that our children's clothing, shoes, music comes out. As they walk, some music comes out from there. The toys, we have a walkie-talkie doll, and we are all amazed about it. Nana and Daddy also, that this doll, how it talks also. How cute that the little Barbie doll is. It talks also. and all that music in there, and the whole family listening to it, and we don't know, we don't realize I'm a Maulana, I'm a big Sheikh, I'm a Sheikh al Hadith, Sheikh al Tafsir, I'm a Sheikh al Mashayikh, and I'm also, mashallah, little Barbie doll, and how it's talking also, and we are engaged in the worst type of sin, and we are endorsing it there. For that also we must be very careful. An ordinary person commits a guna, it's a complete different level and caliber of guna. And a person who is a muqtada, who people follow, and he is respected, and he people follow him, that same guna for him is terrible, is million times worse. And all who will follow because of his endorsing it, all that guna is on his shoulder also. So we have to be very, very careful. So this music is also a thing that is with the Muslim Ummah, and today our nasheeds also. They have got, Qawwali has got full music in it. The wordings in many cases are very beautiful wording, praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those wordings are very good. But you have that whole team of the Qawwals who come, and they are professional musicians. With their drums and their guitars and all their professional musicians, they are playing there. So listening, and how shaitan has again trapped us, that we are going to hear, and many people, good people go, we just going to hear the words that are being said. And the words are very, in many cases, many times they've got shirk also in that words. But many times genuinely very good praises, and a person will really love. And the reports of some of our great ulama who used to listen, but that was also sima, which they say is this qawwali, but that was also without the music. And those beautiful words which boost the iman of a person. Many of our great ulama, they should have mahfil, majlises of ash'ar, but without all this haram music. But again, kalimatu haq turida bihil batil. That they use that argument, that they also should be engaged in sima, listening to all this. But it's a complete different thing. Qiyas ma'al fariq, complete different, opposite qiyas. But today that is a good alim who can use it in the wrong way, and use the complete wrong qiyas. So this music, whether it is this qawwali, these nasheed, and also the haram thing, they say that it is not made with musical instruments. We are just using some other echoing sounds to create. The music is haram. How it is produced is not the matter. Leaker, before it be, they should make it in a very dirty way to make the leaker. Now they are very, very hygienic. All the machinery and the big factories, very hygienic. Swine, pig, people should say it's haram because the pig is a dirty animal. It eats and lives in dirt. Now they are reared, and they are kept in very, very clean condition. But still, it's a pig, it's a pig, it is haram. And liquor is haram no matter how nicely you make it now. But it is still haram. The picture is haram. Photography is haram. There is no question about it. Totally, it is haram. And other thing is so clear, which is a great principle, sababul haram, haram. The cause of a haram is haram. When music causes all this harm, even if it was jayz, it is not jayz, it was never jayz. But if it was and it causes all this harm, it's enough to declare it as haram. For photography, even if it is jayz by any length of imagination, it is not, it was never. Nobody acknowledged it but people who are on batil only. Otherwise, nobody acknowledged it. There is no second view of it also. It is totally haram. But even if it was halal, and it's causing all this, that people are lamenting and crying. One alim of India, who came to Haram Sharif, 3 o'clock in the morning at Multazam, Kaaba Sharif, all engaged in ibadat. And yet this group of India people came and started making a film, videoing. And every time the flesh going and loudly laughing and giving, applauding death. He says that right at the, right in front of the Kaaba Sharif, where Hajar-e-Aswad is, where Multazam is, the door of the Kaaba, Rukn-e-Yamani, Hajar-e-Maqam-e-Ibrahim, all this, Zamzam in that region, and all this is carrying on. Then he says, my wife was in Madina Sharif, Rozai Mubarak. and they're going to read Salatul Salam. And all this Indian woman, he says, they came with one hand mobile, other hand a chappal. And when they come there, always they're fighting, pushing one another and fighting. And right in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking their chappal and fighting and hitting one another. Right in front of Rozai Mubarak, right by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then their mobiles come out high. And now all, everywhere, for all four sides, everywhere, only photos, flashes all the time. All, and they are communicating with the people back in India. He says, more than what they desecrate their masjids in India, they are desecrating Haramain Sharifain. And all this guna is on those people who permit this, who give permission for this. And sababul haram, haram. When this all haram, which they all acknowledge, all this ulama, that all this is haram what they are doing, it's wrong. And you are the cause of it. That same you are the cause of it. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. So this music also is a very, very terrible thing. So our whatever kind of music, whether it's the nasheeds also, anything, and it sounds like music, that also any person who has got concern of his akhirat and his iman, he will not worry that it's like music, but he will keep away from it. We went to one country, and wherever, almost every night, it was a real, real mujahada, and we had problem. The entertainment was that the whole brigade, they had the Muslim brigade, and with their drums, and with all the music, welcoming us with that. As we walking, all that music of this thing, and beautiful nasheeds of Tala al-Badru alayna, all that beautiful songs of praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and all this music carrying on. And how many places, women, young girls also involved. Allah, where shaitan has taken us. And we don't realize and we don't want to accept that the small things lead to big things. On one occasion, Hazrat came to South Africa, and from the airport he went to Maulana Hussein Bayat, Rahmatullah Ali's house. He had a cup of tea, it was just before Asr. After he drank, he cleaned the tea cup with his finger. So I said, Hazrat, to this extent, even the tea cup. So then he said that, first he said that, what you call it, this is by ghulu. I'm doing things over the limit. And then he said, nay, bhai, it's not that. This I just said just to cover up. But the real is that one drop is makes a cup. If you take out all the drops, you won't have a cup also. You won't have a teaspoon of tea also. And we have to appreciate the small things. This makes the big things. Like the good, all good things, appreciate the small things. The small things make the big good. And all the haram, don't wait for the big haram to come. It is the small things. Muhammad Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, don't regard any guna as small. The smallest guna is enough to land you in Jahannam. And don't regard any good deed as small. The smallest good deed is enough to take you to Jannah. So Allah give us tawfiq to stay away from all this and don't spoil our rozas with this music. And on the phone also, where the music that plays, and a person today, he's got his earphones, everyone makes husna zan, he's listening to Quran, but how many people, what they listening to? And all the wrong things that we are listening to. And the singer, if she's a woman for a man, that shaitan is double effect. And if it's a man for a woman, that voice works havoc on that woman. And the woman's voice works havoc on the heart of the man. You can be the most pious person, but these are the things which shaitan uses to totally destroy us. May Allah give us tawfiq to stay away and make rozas without all this. So the gunas of the ears, of hearing, then there is still more, much more, inshallah, about ghibat. To make ghibat is haram, to listen to ghibat is equally haram. A person is a full accomplice when he just listens. He's quiet, he's not talking, but he's fully guilty of that guna also. He's not speaking a word, terrible words they are speaking. And you are just listening, you are fully in the guna, equally in that guna. Allah save us and make our roza, make a Ramzan what it's supposed to be. May Allah bless us and then see the fruit and results of Ramzan and roza. وآخر دعوانا.